Today, Dallas police announced the arrest of a 17-year-old suspect in the murder of a recently arrived Iraqi refugee. We reported on the shooting death yesterday, which has shaken the Dallas-Fort Worth Muslim community. Stella Chavez from member station KERA brings us this report.
36-year-old Ahmed Al-Jamali had been in the U.S. only 20 days when he stepped out to enjoy a rare North Texas snowfall. He was standing with his wife and brother taking photographs when he was struck by bullets fired from an assault rifle. Today, police identified the shooting suspect as Nigerian Nealon. Major Jeff Cotner told reporters that surveillance video and a witness led to an arrest.
Nealon provided a conflicting story, placing himself at the murder scene, but he blamed the shooting on the witness.
However, during a search of Nealon's room, police found an unfired rifle cartridge, the same kind used in Al-Jamali's murder. Police say witnesses have corroborated that Nealon was looking for revenge. Allegedly, someone had earlier fired shots at his girlfriend's apartment.
He shot at them with intent, and as Mr. Al-Jamali ran back towards his apartment, the breezeway, he tracked him with the rifle and continued to fire.
Our community has been at a loss for words and very saddened by this tragic death.
Aliyah Salem, who leads the local council on American Islamic relations, added, Mr. Al-Jamali's family believes this arrest is the first step in seeing justice served. For NPR News, I'm Stella Chavez in Dallas.